Okay, this is Ed O'Brien with Scout Penn Press. I have on the line with me Charlie Katz here, the newest Penn State commit from the 2018 class. He's from Cumberland Valley High School in Pennsylvania. First of all, I just want to congratulate you on your commitment.
Thank you.
No problem. Now, we know you had several other offers on the table, and most likely you were going to, I know you were going to collect even more in the upcoming months. Talk about what led you to making the decision to finally pull the trigger.
Well, obviously Penn State's not that far from home, and it's a great school, great education, and there's great football. So when I went up there Sunday for their junior day, just felt like home.
Okay. Now, did you make up your mind at that point while you were up there for junior day?
No, I had it in the back of my mind, but I didn't really think about it that much. But then I got home, talked to my parents about it, and then a couple days later that week, I told him I wanted to, and then it happened.
All right. Now, who is the coach that you had the most contact with?
Coach Pry.
All right. Now, how do they see you fit into their program? Obviously, you play safety for Cumberland Valley. Actually, play a number of positions, but how do they see you fit into their program?
They see me as like a hybrid outside linebacker.
Okay. Now, for all the other schools that were recruiting you, did any of them offer you to play, the safety position or offense?
West Virginia was kind of seeing me as a safety, but other than that, it was mostly outside linebacker.
Now, as everybody knows at this point, Penn State had a terrific season, finishing as the Big Ten champions, and getting to the Rose Bowl. Did his success on the field play any kind of role here at the decision to commit to them?
Well, yeah, I think so. It shows that their program's on the right track, and they're getting again, the players, and they're finding a way to win. So, yeah, that helped.
Okay, now last week saw Penn State not only get your commitment, but, the commitment of two other players, Ricky Slade from Virginia and Jesse Licata from Pennsylvania. Have you had any contact with those two in particular?
As I said, at the junior day, they're both there, so I talked to them for a little bit. But after that, yeah, I was texting them for a little. Just getting to see what they thought.
Okay, now I know it's been a pretty exciting couple of days here. Are you going to take on a role of helping them recruit other players in the 2018 class?
Oh, of course. I'm going to do what I can to help build our class up.
Any targets in particular?
I've been trying to get I've been talking to Shaquan Anderson Butts a little bit, so I know him. Right. Just hung around him for a little. But other than that, nothing really yet.
Okay, now, I know you were scheduled to have surgery. Have you had that yet, or is that coming up?
That's tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. What's the timetable for your recovery?
It's about 6 months, so I'll probably be back at 100% around August.
All right, Charlie, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
And yeah, no
congratulations
problem.
On
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.